Hunter James loaded her few possessions into a small duffel bag and closed her metal locker. It felt strange to wear street clothes again, and she was fortunate that they still fit. After tying her shoes and picking up her bag, Hunter left the cubicle that had been her home for 5 years. Hunter had already said goodbye to the few people she considered friends, so her walk to the discharge center was done alone. The loud buzzing of the locks on the heavy metal doors rang in her ears. Hunter turned briefly to look at her past. When the doors clicked open, she walked through quickly for the last time. Sharon Collins escorted her to the parking lot gate. "I hope if our paths cross again, it will be under different circumstances. Good luck." She signaled for the gate to be opened. "Thanks." Hunter walked through the gate and looked for her mother's car. She heard a car door open and watched her mother exit the vehicle. Elizabeth James looked much older than the 5 years that had passed, and Hunter knew that was partially her fault for the angst her family had experienced. Dropping her bag, she took her mother in her arms and hugged her tightly. "You look good," Hunter said.
"So do you," Elizabeth smiled. "A bit on the thin side, but I know how to take care of that.
Thanks for coming to pick me up."
"I hope you didn't consider for a moment that I wouldn't be here." Elizabeth ran her hands through her graying hair. "I would have been here much sooner if you had allowed visits."
Hunter felt the tears fill her eyes. "I couldn't stand the thought of you or Carson seeing me here. It was selfish, but much too painful for me."
Elizabeth nodded. "Toss your bag in the back, and let's get out of here. We have a long ride ahead of us. What would you care to eat once we get on the road?"
"I will buy you a steak dinner if you find a spot."
"I think I passed a place not too far from here."
Hunter buckled her belt. "Dad couldn't make the trip today?" Hunter saw her mom's tears wetting her cheeks.
"We have a lot of catching up to do. I haven't seen your dad for 4 years."
"I'm sorry, Mom."
"Don't be. Let's talk about that later. Right now, let's get a decent meal together."
Hunter acknowledged her mom's request to keep the conversation light during the meal and focused on finishing every bite of her meal and the dessert her mom insisted she order.
"That was terrific," Hunter said. "I haven't eaten that much in ages."
Hunter regretted the comment when she saw the painful look on her mother's face, but it was too late to take it back. She reached for the check when the waitress brought it, but Elizabeth handed the woman a credit card.
"I insist."
"Thank you for a terrific meal. I may have to nap after that."
"We've got a 6-hour drive ahead of us, so kick back and nap. It won't bother me at all."
"I can help with the driving," Hunter offered.
"That's not necessary, but thank you."
Hunter stretched 3 hours later when she woke from a nap. She wiped her hand across her face. "I guess I was more tired than I thought. I'll admit, I didn't sleep much last night."
Elizabeth smiled. "You needed it, and you didn't miss much."
Hunter stared out at the passing landscape as they drove north. So much growth had occurred that nothing seemed familiar, so she turned back to look at her mom.
"So, how have you been?"
"I've been well. I'm still working at the bank. A few more years and I'll consider retiring," Elizabeth said. "I've been dating Jim, a gentleman I met, for almost a year now."
"Do I know him?"
Elizabeth shook her head.
"He moved to town 2 years ago. Jim's the new fire chief."
"How did you meet a fire chief?"
"We met at a support group for people who lost loved ones to crime. His wife was a murder victim in L.A.